T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. Mm. I got my toes in the water.
Zach Brown.
Ass in the sand.
Summer Songs is your artist of the day. I'm torn on how I feel about this one. Welcome deals. NBC News. In a new lawsuit, Juul, the vaping company, Juul is accused of advertising to young children looking online. Mock-up ads of young-looking models fashionably holding Juul devices were uncovered by Massachusetts prosecutors, who said the e-cigarette company explicitly targeted teens. According to the lawsuit, Juul rejected a marketing proposal targeting adults. Instead, the company adopted a campaign targeting a, quote, cool crowd.
Yeah.
Juul also bought ad space on youth-focused websites, including Nickelodeon, the Cartoon Network, and 17 Magazine.
Come on. Why are you torn about this?
Because, as I often say to you with anything that we talk about, Dana, where do you draw the line?
You draw the line with those products being directly marketed to children. And they've been saying this whole time, we never directly marketed to children. Nope, not us. Didn't directly market to children. BS. This is Exhibit A. They absolutely direct. Who do you think is sitting around watching Nickelodeon and the Cartoon Network? It ain't a 45-year-old woman.
No, it's probably not. Well, it probably is with her 8-year-old child. But I see your point. My argument would be, where do we draw the line on what children watch? For example.
We drew that line a long time ago with cigarette and tobacco advertising.
It was all over the Super Bowl.
There's no more Marlboro Man.
No, there isn't. But yet there's Budweiser, dude.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Where do we draw the line on where you can market your product? For example, if I can finish, should beer companies no longer be allowed to sell or buy advertising at the Super Bowl? Because I know for a fact millions of children watch the Super Bowl. I can think of two that I know directly.
There's a difference.
Maya and Kelly's
son. This is not a good analogy, and here's why. Hundreds of millions of people watch the Super Bowl, whatever, that's fine, okay? That is different than directly marketing on a cartoon site where 80% or more of the viewers are children.
You just brought up a great point. Where do we draw the line on the percentage of children who watch this network versus watch that network? Do we say, okay, it's acceptable to market Juul or... And alcohol is a really good one. Because for whatever reason, we've determined that marketing cigarettes or other nicotine-based products is just simply not acceptable.
Correct.
But damn, if you want to show people getting hammered out of their brains drinking alcohol.
No, they even say drink responsibly.
Well, and you can't even show them drinking anymore.
No,
you can show
hold
them holding it.
Well, what do you think they're going to do with it if it's in their hand?
I mean, you've seen the Neil Patrick Harris commercial where he says, I can't drink this Heineken on the show,
right?
So I'm going to step over here.
Why is it that alcohol is more accepted And cigarettes or other nicotine products are not.
Companies are not directly marketing, because it would be illegal, on cartoon sites. In fact, I would have to look this up. My guess is it's illegal. When you are in your kitchen watching TV, your actual TV, not your phone, okay?
Okay.
Your actual TV. There's a reason you don't see Budweiser ads on Cartoon Network. And my guess is they're not allowed to market on child programming.
I would remind you that these ads were on the website, which is not controlled by the federal government.
Still not okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying that I support the idea of, hey, Jewel, why don't you market on primarily children-oriented websites? I'm not saying it's okay. But there is a lawsuit that's been filed against Jewel for doing exactly that. They didn't advertise on the Cartoon Network on TV. They advertised on the Cartoon Network website.
And did Jewel run their own marketing campaign, or did they hire a company
to do
that?
Well, it doesn't matter, because as the company, the buck stops with you.
No, I would agree with
you. And they have
to
know what the laws are.
With that, I would agree.
And part of the problem is with Jewel, Scott, the laws had not caught up with, they still have, we still don't know what's in that stuff. We don't.
No, you're right.
We have children having, you know, popcorn lung issues, and some do and some don't. The product exploded onto the market before anyone knew what it was, let alone had regulation in place for it.
But my larger point is this. Again, to say it again, where do you draw the line? Let's take billboards, for example. Can we only put Budweiser or Juul or Winston or Marlboro advertisements up on billboards on highways where we know that a certain percentage of people that ride in cars on that highway are not children?
Flip it around. Would you allow a large billboard advertising alcohol and tobacco products inside of a school or inside of a daycare facility? And of course, the answer is no, because that is specifically targeting that younger age group in the same way Jewel was specifically targeting viewers on the Cartoon Network app.
But yet we allow for XXX adult stores to advertise on billboards on Missouri highways.
You are making my point for me, because Scott, the 45-year-old woman might have the Cartoon Network on in her kitchen as she's making dinner with the kids. The 45-year-old woman on her way home from work, when she sits down at the end of a long day, is not watching the Cartoon Network on her phone. Who watches the Cartoon Network on their phone? Kids. Period.
Sam, do you have something to say?
Do 8-year-olds have phones?
13-year-olds do.
Are 13-year-olds watching Nickelodeon?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like Jewel's just being targeted because it's the company owned by Marlboro.
It's the new punching bag of vices.
They could have advertised on any other website. You know where they could have advertised? Like the Dateline NBC app.
They could have not advertised.
Nobody watches that.
Jewel was huge before I started seeing the ads everywhere. They were already huge.
You cannot defend them putting their ads on the Cartoon
I'm
Network.
No. I want to be clear. Let me go back to what I said. I'm not defending it. I don't think they should be sued for doing it. That's all I'm saying. Because if you're going to sue them for doing it, someone, I don't know who it's going to be, or somebody, some group of people, Congress, whatever, state legislator, whatever, I don't know, somebody has to draw a line. What percentage of children have to be watching or logging on to or whatever to a certain website or channel or whatever you want, where we all of a sudden decide, okay, that is now unacceptable. Is it 50%?
Well, I think clearly with something like Nickelodeon, Nick Jr., and the Cartoon Network, where we're talking 90% of those are going to be children's eyeballs watching that product on a phone, that cannot be allowed. Now, if you want to say like Friends, can they advertise on Friends online? Because people across all age groups are watching right now the reruns of Friends.
Correct. It's huge.
It's harder with a show like that to legislate something like this.
Textline has a really good point. These channels also have their nighttime version of that channel, i.e. Nick at Night and Cartoons Adult Swim.
Who's watching that on their phones? I mean, I'm asking. I don't, because that's not...
I'm just saying, though. I mean, they have shows on, like, Adult Swim that are... They specifically say kids cannot watch this in the disclaimer before the show. And it's a cartoon... Well, it is Cartoon Network.
But it's a cartoon that caters towards adults, correct?
Yes.
Juul allowed more than 1,200 accounts to be established for Massachusetts consumers using school email addresses, including email addresses associated with high schools.
Gotta start them young.
Mm-hmm. They were trying, weren't they?
Well, if they're 18 in high school and the smoking age is 18.
No way.
Get them in early.
You guys are just trying to defend the indefensible here. You're trying. You're failing.
576-7798. 576-7798.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
So what if it's 14 degrees outside? Warm thoughts, my friends. Warm thoughts. Jeremy in Overland Park. Good afternoon, Jeremy.
How are you?
Hi, go ahead.
So I used to work for a cybersecurity company that ran S-Gate. And that whole infrastructure works like a giant stock exchange. So Juul and Marlboro are going, I want my ads on these sites, and they might use a third-party brokerage firm, as you will,
okay,
to then process out those ads as fast as they can. So Juul could be going, I want to see my ads on these websites targeting these demographics using cookies that these kids are putting on their devices, or parents, or if a parent's doing surfing the internet on their phone, they give to their kids might be looking at things with their parents' cookie history, and it could be popping up on the phone on Cartoon Network just because it's going, hey, I want my demographic to be 45-year-old moms, but it's also been popping up over here. But it'll also just be kids browsing the internet. But it all works like a big stock exchange where they go, these are my parameters. Go put it on these sites.
Interesting point. Interesting point. From the text line, from 7369, the difference between the vaping products and alcohol is that nicotine is universally considered to be an addictive substance.
Yep.
That is not true for alcohol.
Not in the same way.
As someone who is addicted to both, I would challenge that.
Not in the same way.
You're telling me that alcohol is not addictive?
I'm telling you that the guitar player for the Rolling Stones said when it came to giving up cigarettes and it came to giving up heroin, one was much more difficult than the other.
Heroin is not alcohol. Giving up alcohol.
His point was giving up smoking cigarettes was the hardest substance he's ever given up.
Let me tell you this. Going a day without alcohol is a lot easier than going a day without nicotine. I will give you that. I will give you that. But don't tell me that alcohol is not addictive. That is a lie. Don't get mad at me. It's not my fault I became an alcoholic.
What did I miss?
Bill in Overland Park.
This conversation changed.
Bill in Overland Park. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good afternoon. I got 2 points, and I'll listen offline.
Okay.
When I was a young kid, at about 10 years old, we started smoking in the drainage ditches in Overland Park. Mm. And there were five of us, and I'm still very close with them. And I'm the only dummy that still smokes. So it was a personal choice for me, and they chose not to do it. Mm. And my second point is, why isn't Cartoon Network being held responsible? These are conglomerates that own multiple, Cartoon Network, HSN, whatever. Why are they blaming Juul? Why isn't Cartoon Network being sued for putting those ads on Cartoon Network? And I'll listen off the air.
Okay. That's a good question, because you are responsible for the content that you put out there.
I have an answer for his question.
Yeah.
Because they have content that's not for kids. With the Adult Swim stuff and the Nick at Night stuff.
You would have to somehow prove that, okay, we only marketed to the 45-year-old guy watching Cartoon Network, which don't put that on your match profile, pro tip, you would have to prove that you were only marketing to that guy. And we weren't marketing during the day to someone watching
Barney
in the morning.
But it's the website. Those ads pop up randomly on circulation.
And you mean to tell me there's
long.
Not an algorithm that would weed that out? No way. I don't believe it.
Algorithms
someone
are expensive.
In traffic, whatever their traffic is called on the internet, would have to say, now look, Jewel can advertise here to the weirdos watching Cartoon Network at night over the age of 40, but you can't advertise to the kids during the day.
Why are we weirdos?
I was waiting for that.
Who is the guy watching Cartoon Network
He's
at
right
night?
He's right there.
We are all right here. See, I think you're thinking of early morning five-year-old kid cartoons.
Dan, do share
these
with us.
These are animated shows.
What do you want?
Adults. Content.
What do you watch on Cartoon Network? I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Well, I don't have cable. I don't watch it anymore.
Uh-huh. What would you have watched?
American Dad.
Animated shows. So you think
like Family Guy?
They're drawn.
Yeah, American Dad, Family Guy.
Cartoons for kids. Well, no, they're not. They're adult shows that just happen to be drawn instead of, you know, real people acting.
Mm-hmm.
If you could
prove to me that Jewel meant for these ads, as they're taking high school emails, by the way, for signups, that they meant for these ads to go to an older, mature audience who watches apparently The Family Guy at night, I would entertain that argument, but you would be wrong.
There was a logo for one of the
absolutely
shows.
Absolutely meant to market this to kids.
There is a logo for one of the shows that is a bare bottom with a gun next to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that
means.
If it
smells like a duck... and it looks like a duck, it's a duck.
Well.
Oh, the Boondocks. There you go. That's on Adult Swim. That is definitely not kid friendly. And it's got kids in it.
It is a more mature animated show, that's for sure.
I'm not familiar.
We didn't think you would be. 576-77.
So disappointed in you, Dan. So disappointed.
What? Because I like all kinds of different shows?
Says the woman who thought Parasite and Jojo Rabbit were great movies.
They are.
And thinks that Bad Boys for Life is cinematic trash.
Mm-hmm. Now that's hoity-toity.
Bad Boys for Life is the movie of the year, and how that thing did not get an Oscar for Best Picture, I do not know.
Probably because it wasn't artistic enough.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
One more time. That's what they say before they stupid pose.
Hey, man, we ride together, we die together.
Bad Boys for Life.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days.
Summer tunes.
Drifting away.
That's your artist of the day today.
FYI,
yep.
Asteroid is hurtling toward Earth at a very high rate of speed. I'm sure it will be fine.
Asteroid 2020.
When's it supposed to come by us?
Nah, NASA's not sure.
Was that a real story? I saw that as well. I mean, it sounds like somebody's just playing off the movie Armageddon here.
It says the asteroid is larger than the tallest man-made structure in the world. It is traveling at 34,000 miles per hour. It will likely miss us by a few million miles.
A few million?
3.6 to be exact.
Then why are we even talking about this?
I don't know, because sometimes people are wrong. Have you ever heard cut once, measure twice?
Snopes fact checked that, and they said false.
I don't believe you. Start spending that cash, people.
No.
Do not. Do not take that advice.
That is bad advice. Mike in Topeka.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, good.
So I agree with the other caller who said that we need to hold some of these channels more liable for the content that they share. While I was on hold, though, I had a bit of an epiphany. You know, some many years ago, they created the rating system for channels, and which would allow parents to weed out, you know, based on what their child's age range was. why aren't they applying that same technology to advertisements? You know, when you go onto any website, you know, it says, you know, do you agree to accept our cookies? You know, that cookie lets the website and the advertisers know what you're looking at, so they know what to advertise to you so that they can best sell their product. Well, it would be easy enough for that same cookie to report back and say, hey, the computer that's accessing this website has a filter on it that says this the person using it falls in the Y category, which is young child. And any advertisement that tries to come through has to have that Y rating. So why are we, you know, implementing something like that? And then you don't have to worry about it because when they log on, you know that as long as that filter's in place, they're only ever going to see Y advertisements. You know, if you don't have that filter, then you can get whatever else advertisements.
It's not a bad thought. Can you advertise hard liquor in the morning?
I've never seen it.
Have we never seen it because it's illegal, or have we never seen it because they just figure in the morning no one wants to relive the bad choices of the night before?
Sam, can you look that up, see if hard liquor it can be advertised on television or radio in the morning?
It's only at night, if you think about it. Even during like the noontime hour, you don't see ads for, you know, when I'm watching CNN or I'm watching the news.
Well, probably because most
noon.
People aren't alcoholics.
Well, I'm asking.
Dana, I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question.
My guess is because there's some rule. That's my guess. That you got, after 7 o'clock, you can advertise that stuff. Prior, you cannot.
Let's go to John in Brookside. Hello, John.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, man.
So, sorry, guys. I was sitting in my pickup and just in my driveway, which is legal, right?
That is perfectly legal.
I believe that is true.
Having a cold beer.
Hopefully your keys are not in.
You're in Missouri. As long as the keys are not in the ignition, I believe that's legal.
Well, I'm on my own property. So, and what I get at is it comes down to personal responsibility. And I want to come out. I'm a fan of your show anyway. But, I mean, it comes down to personal responsibility. And, I mean, so, Scott, you chose not to drink alcohol. And that's, I commend you on that. You know what I mean? And I'm going to get to her one of these days. But, I mean, I'm smoking a cigarette right now. And, I mean, you just got to think about, I don't know, your priorities and stuff like that. But, I don't know.
But these
you know
are kids. But John, these are kids. I do know what you mean. If you're an adult, but if they were marketing to children between the ages of 8 and 13, shouldn't there be a rule against that?
I guess so, but I think people maybe watch too much television anyway. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't know if there's a should be a rule. You can't market it to kids, I guess. But I guess I don't know. I've been on hold so long, truthfully, Dana.
You were on hold for 10 minutes, John.
Well, see, that tells you to stop drinking, because I'm thinking, I mean.
Oh. I see what you're saying.
How many minutes or how many beers?
How many beers did you have in that 10 minutes, John?
Well, it's not how many beers I had in that 10 minutes. It's maybe how many beers. I don't know what to tell you about that. So I'm not making a ton of sense.
No, you're not.
Hey, Scott.
What?
What's your next road trip out and about?
I don't think I'm going to tell you.
I don't think you should. Dude, I'm just messing with you guys. Hey, you have a great day.
It's not tomorrow. It's next Friday.
John, you have,
shut up.
You have a good day, John.
Bogey's Windy City Pub.
What just happened?
A drunk just called the show.
No, I think he's just sitting in his truck, in his driveway. I'm not certain. I don't want to dole out bad advice.
John, wait. John, are you still there? No, he's gone.
I'm not certain that it is legal if you're in the driver's seat to do that in your own car on your property.
If the ignition or if the keys are not in the ignition or
it is,
in your
it is technically
possession,
legal.
It is technically legal.
In Missouri.
If you have a fob, it doesn't have to be in the ignition. The car will still drive.
Well, that's a caveat, yeah.
Details.
John, love you, man. Not entirely certain what you're doing is legal, just FYI. I'd go inside.
Not entirely certain that John cares.
You've been on hold 10 minutes, damn it.
But he thought he was on hold for a lot longer.
I am not finding any specific rules about when you can and cannot advertise.
But let me ask you something. Because if we're going to draw this line, okay, and it appears that we want to draw this line, who is the greatest influence or what is the greatest influence on a child?
Well, you're going to say it's their parents.
That's exactly what I'm
However, you've seen the same studies where you sit a kid down in front of an iPad and what happens? That brain center lights up.
Yes, it does.
It lights up like a fake cigarette. Mm-hmm.
But if you sit around your house as a child and mom and dad spend all day drinking booze, you're going to think that that is acceptable behavior. So do we enter the home?
I'm not saying it's okay for mom and dad to leave the door open. I'm not. I'm saying it's definitely not okay for Jewel to come bursting through it.
Hmm. Okay. 576-7798 if you guys want to weigh in. 576-7798. What do you got?
Just a quick update to a story that we covered throughout the week. Did you see they have charged the couple in the pet hoarding case? And I'm surprised.
This is a local story.
Remember they said it was, even at the site of the crime, I guess, the city said we're going to get them help. Today they were charged.
Two people are facing animal cruelty charges after more than 200. This is the rat house, right?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the rats.
After 260 animals were pulled from a filthy home in Kansas City on Monday. City officials say Micabel Montero and Natasha Acosta each face three animal cruelty charges in municipal court. Specifically, one count regarding control of odors due to the smell emanating from the home, and two counts of inadequate animal care for lack of clean, fresh water and unsanitary conditions.
You can be cited for emanating odors.
Most of the pets were rat. How am I not in prison?
Dana's going to stop wearing her socks 2 days in a row.
I did not realize that was a municipal charge.
Most of the pets were rats and were confined to a duplex no larger than 1,000 square feet, which, by the way, is the size of my house. My house is 1,000 square feet.
Those cages were, they were stacked. The cages were stacked.
The ammonia inside the home was so thick that firefighters had to wear masks to bring the animals out. Montero spoke with KMBC 9 News as the animals were being removed from the home. He said he loves each and every one of the animals. Quoting here from Micabel Montero, "I care about them a lot. I'm just suppressing a lot of emotion right now." Montero was told he could keep 20 of the animals.
No.
The city caught him trying to sneak in more.
I knew it!
Did we ever get an update on what the ammonia levels were in the house?
No, the fire department wrote back and said they were not sure that they took an actual test at the site, but that when they went in, they immediately opened all of the windows because in some cases, the ammonia can be so bad it's actually explosive. But he said we were not worried about that.
Asked why he tried to sneak in more than 20 animals, Montero said because there was just a bit more that we had named. He has a problem.
I know. That's why I'm a little surprised they've charged him. Keep in mind, one side of that duplex.
Do you not charge people just because they have a problem?
I think they do.
If somebody is an alcoholic, do you not charge them with a DUI?
I just am surprised because that day they said we need to get them help, and now there are charges. I think it's...
You do need to get them help, and you need to charge them.
It's appropriate because that's a duplex. One side of it was slapped with, like, the biohazard placard that this home is not inhabitable. Now, how one side is inhabitable and the other side is apparently fine, I don't understand that. Because we talked to a reporter who said you could smell it down the street.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the guy, but I do think they need to be charged. These are municipal charges, so these are misdemeanors.
Fine.
They're going to get a slap on the wrist and a $250 fine.
You know who's cleaning up the mess is KC Pet Project.
The problem here is somebody needs to get these people help. The fact that he was told that he could keep 20 of these animals, I find beyond the pale.
Well, and didn't he start with two rats, and that's how he ended up in this situation?
He started with two.
And then he is caught trying to sneak in more animals, more than the 20, because, quote, we named them. You've got a problem, friend.
You know, you're forgetting about the rabbits, and the, you know, these all have to be housed, okay, sheltered, fed. They're trying to find foster homes for them.
Somebody writes in, where's the landlord? How is this guy not being evicted?
Well, that's an interesting point. When you say trying to sneak more than 20 back in, how did they let him back in?
If I'm the landlord, I'm like, you're out.
The reporter said The rat, I'm calling it an infestation, was so bad that they had chewed through, there were chew marks mm-hmm. in the other side of the duplex.
And I tried to sneak in more than 20 because we had named them. And listen, I want to be sympathetic here, okay? I do. This, and you're right, 2101, you're absolutely right. This is a mental health issue. And to allow this person, these people, to just go back into the house and say, you know, we know you had 260 animals. Pick 20 and take them back in. You're only exacerbating the problem.
Because they're 20 today, it will be 300 in a few months' time.
Yes.
Are you going to spay and neuter the rats?
No. He has a mental health problem, and public authorities are simply letting him go.
Right back through that door.
Yeah.
Go back in. Pick 20, go back in.
Tell him to get back in there and hump.
No.
Humpa. Let's make some more.
You know Casey Pet Project is saying do not let them back in the house with 20, because in 6 months—
Don't let them back in with any.
Well—
Give them one. It can't reproduce by itself.
Scott, if they are paying their rent, does the city have the right to kick them out?
The landlord does. You just destroyed my property. 576-7798.
She said it's cold outside, and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. Well, she said it's all gonna end, and it might as well be my fault.
I believe they're coming to town this summer.
She only sleeps when it's raining. And she screams, and her voice is straining. She says, baby,
it's 2 a.m. and I must be lonely.
It's 3 a.m. he's lonely.
3 a.m.
2 a.m. he's not lonely.
He's not. He's still sleeping.
Totally fine. And then 3 he's lonely.
No, he's still at the bar at 2.
Right. Is it 3 a.m.? I beg your pardon. I made a mistake. See how I did that? I admitted I was wrong.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Admitted I was wrong.
No way.
Yep. Had a character defect, and I corrected it. By the way, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, guys. Don't forget. And if you're looking for that last-minute gift, you can pay Sean Spicer, who served as White House press secretary in 2017, $199 to read, quote, the best Valentine's Day gift ever for someone that you love on Cameo. Here's what he says. Hey, guys, it's Sean Spicer with an amazing deal this month for the entire month of February. My videos that normally cost $400 are now over 50% off. $199 is going to give you the best Valentine's Day gift ever. What better way to say, I love you, I'm thinking of you, this Valentine's Day than a video from me? Now, in fairness, and this is a good cause.
Yes, he's doing it for charity.
All proceeds from the recordings will go to the Independence Fund, which is a charity that provides wheelchairs to injured veterans.
Which, God bless them, they're going to make $7 off of this. But yeah. I love the idea. I just don't know who's going to pay to have Sean. Unless you do it as a joke.
I guess.
Who would you want a video greeting from? Like personalized where they say, hey, Scott.
A serious or a joke? And is it for Kelly on
Valentine's
Day?
Either one.
Okay.
Sean Spicer could spice up your life.
Oh, God. Get out.
Time out. You're in time out till the end of the show. Do not speak again.
Really? Come on.
Excuse me.
Who would you want one from?
On a serious note, for Kelly, it would be Justin Timberlake.
You would have JT.
I think she's got the super hots for him. I think she would leave me for him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
bringing sexy back early.
Yeah, well, he never left him.
Okay,
that guy's hot. I mean, who are we kidding? Justin Timberlake is.
All right,
smoking.
As a joke, who would you want?
Like a.
It's kind of funny because there are people out there who will do these videos.
The joke is much harder.
I think the joke is harder. Like if you got me
it would have to be non-political.
No, if you got me one, or I got you one from like Nancy Grace, I would die laughing. Like something
Totally go Nancy Grace.
Something like that would just be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be funny. for Kelly as a joke, and only because we watch it every morning together and he has no personality, probably George Stephanopoulos.
Hello, Kelly.
Kelly, I'd rather be reading serious news, but it's George. Just wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go kill yourself. Goodbye, George.
The man pretty dry.
He has no person. I've met him in person. He is a horribly boring, dry, no personality human being.
I'm guessing he doesn't offer a $200 special for Valentine's
no,
Day.
No, I bet he doesn't. We got to run, everybody. I hope everyone has a wonderful evening. Thank you for spending part of your afternoon with us. I know it's cold out there. Get yourself a heavy Russian Siberian coat, and you'll stay warm forever. We'll
That's
be back.
Not a heavy Russian coat. It's one you buy at Burlington. We'll coat
shut your mouth.
Trench pea coat.
Shut up. You're in timeout. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be good.
We'll all be planning out a route we're going to take real soon. We're waxing down our surf.
From the timeout stare, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.